Six o'clock, it's actually 6:01, we will start the meeting, we do have a call. So we will start with a moment of silence and followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, City Clerk, could we please have the roll call?
All right, Baldwin, request to be excused. Eric Davidson. Karina Higgins.
Present.
Mike Hill.
Present.
Ryan Lopez.
Here.
Richard May. Mary Lou Stewart.
Here. Could we have a motion to excuse Garth Baldwin, please?
I motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion is passed 4-0. Thank you. First item of business is audience participation. Naomi, seeing as there's not exactly a crowd in the audience, but is there anybody online that would like to speak?
I don't see anyone online that wishes to speak, but if anyone does, we'll give them a moment to unmute and speak.
Perfect. I had it for my notes.
Oh, I see.
Okay. City Clerk, would you please go on written communications, please?
Yep, there's an email dated June 27th from Wayne Schwant regarding a letter to counsel from Mr. Abercrombie, a letter dated June 27th from Bruce Ansell regarding service levels for North Whatcom Fire and Rescue. There's an email dated June 29th, 2022 from Dennis Ellison regarding the Senior Center breakfast, an email dated June 29th from Jay Tabor regarding making a public statement against bigotry, an email dated July 7th from Joel Nielsen regarding the July edition of the North Whatcom Fire and Rescue newsletter, an email dated July 8th from Kayla LeClaire regarding broadband availability search, and a letter dated July 6th from Sally Church regarding the Blaine Food Bank.
Thank you. Next is the consent agenda. All the items below will be enacted by one motion. If a separate discussion is desired on any item, that item may be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda at the request of a council member. So we have a voucher memo, $322,418.50, wire register of $334,191.01, approval of payroll $703,307.74, approval of the June 23rd, 2022 special city council minutes, approval of June 27th, 2022 City Council minutes, and Marine Park Shoreline Reconstruction Professional Service Agreement, Blue Coast Engineering. Could I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
A motion.
A seconder, please.
Second.
All those in favor of the consent agenda, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? The consent agenda is approved 5-0. Going on to council action items, we don't have anything on the agenda for this evening. Commission, committee, and board reports. Is there anyone from the council that has a commission report that they would, or a board report they'd like to present?
Not at this time. I definitely will have one at our next meeting. Chamber of Commerce has successfully carried off their part of the old-fashioned fourth, and the first one we've had full scale since the pandemic, and I thought it went well.
Thank you. The only report that I have is a very small one, and that is that the mayor meeting last Tuesday, again, the discussion is centered on the jail, and also at the stakeholders action committee, again, there's a lot of movement on all sides to try and find the proper size of the jail, where it's located, and get moving on. So this seems to be what the focus is for the county right now. Okay, so then moving on to department reports, city manager, Mr. Wilbeck, please.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I just have a brief report. I've been on a pretty steep learning curve since I started. And the most of that has been around development requirements, water, sewer, electrical, meeting with staff, public works in particular, but learning more about what the city is doing and what needs to get done. So that's just a shot of what I'm up to. And Bernie won't be here tonight to report.
Okay. So we will then, move on to the calendars. Are there any questions on any of the calendars?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business anybody wants to discuss?
I just have a few questions for community development services. So then in regards to Drake Reach Neighborhood Park and Trail, as somebody who lives in and around that area and currently owns a lot and currently building in that area, I've been getting a lot of phone calls, emails from concerned neighbors, citizens, and some of my friends that are also building. A lot about the bond for the park trail and path to connect to the Dakota Creek kayak launch. The bond has expired. Do you know whether or not it's been extended?
I'm not aware that it has been extended. The authority to extend the timeline on the bond rests with the Public Works Director per Title 17. And so we would need to check with Mr. Zamanek on that.
Okay. I have spoken with one of the proponents over there, the Grant Douglas, and he said that this is a normal thing to have to renew the bond, and they are anticipating renewing the bond, and that they are fully going to extend the the beach access and trail as anticipated. They're just working their way through the project, and this is somewhat routine. In the event they do allow it to expire, I understand there's about $80,000 up for a bond, give or take. What's going to happen? What's the next step that could happen in the event that does expire?
Yeah, thank you. If it does expire, the city then, with that bond, with that surety, can use those monies to finish the improvements itself.
And then another question I got had to do with, when we were in there, we were looking at lots. Some of the, I wouldn't say sales pitch, but some of the benefits of being in there had to do with obviously the park, the path, and then tree-lined streets. I'm not saying that was going to make or break the deal, but my understanding is those tree-lined streets are just not going to happen.
That's my understanding as well. My understanding is subsequent to the construction plan approval by Public Works in 2020, it was discovered then that the right-of-way was going to be too narrow to support the street trees.
Okay. And just, I'm new at this, so I'm kind of learning everything. We have a lot of projects coming up, a lot of development coming up. Our conditional approvals for things like parks, tree-lined streets, and things like that, is that common to conditionally approve based on a bond for a lot of these?
Sure. So in the case of something like a new neighborhood of a long subdivision or a plat or a PUD, those are the acronyms you'll hear quite a bit. When preliminary plat approval is given, that is the approval that yes, the project generally meets the requirements of the code. And then we move into the construction plan phase, and that's where the rubber meets the road, if you will. And that's where we get a true idea with the engineering and what's going to actually be capable on the ground generally.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Would you say that very often projects where they're approved with some intentions and visions depicted by the developer, sometimes the actual completion of the project varies in many regards from what was depicted by the developer. Is that, would you say that that happens often?
It does. The key there is that what is built needs to be consistent with the preliminary plat approval. And so in this case, preliminary plat approvals tend to have both general and specific conditions. And then those conditions get applied to the project. And yes, it is very often the case, almost always, especially in the case of utility installation, where improvements sometimes can't go where you think they're going to go. The sewer line needs to move, the water line needs to move, the electrical can't go there. So that's why after the project is constructed, the City Public Works Department requires as-built for the public infrastructure. So here's what we were actually able to do, and here's where the line actually went.
Yeah, do we have any updates on the downtown rezoning? Anything you can give us on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And so we have a draft project charter that's been done, and we are going to be proposing that a committee be developed with folks who would be interested in helping us scope out this code. So that'll specifically be business owners, folks downtown, looking at folks in surrounding neighborhoods and others who have an interest in downtown. And so our intention is to bring that project charter at the first meeting in August to the city.
Okay, and when do we have any timeline on this? Mm-hmm.
We have provided a draft timeline. We've Gantt charted it out, and I'm finishing up part of my ICMA program, and they looked at me and they said, has a Gantt chart ever really worked for you in the timeline? I said, well, it will. It's going to work. And we're approximating about a year to do the code updates. There are changes that we are proposing that would happen to the Blaine Municipal Code, but then also most importantly to the Shoreline Master Program in order to get development like the city is envisioning for those properties that are within the shoreline jurisdiction along this portal.
We're a year out?
Very likely. The legislative process involves noticing to the state, multiple public hearings and study sessions. So rulemaking is anywhere from 6 months to a year with the scope of these edits.
Well, we've got people that are pretty anxious down there to do something. And I don't think it was said to us it'd take that long. Yeah, that's kind of frustrating. Is there any way we can speed that up?
Well, yeah, the council certainly could consider when they look at the charter if there would be a desire to break up some of the edits. And so possibly the shoreline code updates go separately from the updates that would happen in the municipal code. I would warn that as a best management practice, as far as rulemaking and code writing, that we would want to have a combined and thorough approach so we end up with the code we want and not pieces of what we want. But that certainly is an option for council to look at. They consider with
With all these guys are looking at money, you know, and the interest rates going up and stuff like that. I mean, there are people ready to go today. And it was kind of proposed to him on that, you know, that if they got in town here, it would be by the end of August. That's what I was under the impression. And maybe we can sit down and talk about that and talk to the council sometime, because, you know, we got some people here that I don't want to lose, or we don't want to lose their good, you know, and I just... It's frustrating because we just keep getting moved down the road. And yeah, we're going to have to sit and talk about that. And I've been getting a lot of calls out from Semiahmoo area about this project going, and everybody's saying, hey, we don't mind projects, but, you know, the infrastructure's got to be correct, this. And, you know, I get a lot of letters coming at me, and I don't really know what to say to them, because if we were, they're saying, like, you know, they're looking in the paper and they're reading an approval here and approval there. They think this thing is going to go in and we don't have sewer and water for them, right? Well, that can't happen, one. I don't think only you put anything in there without sewer and water and electricity. But it seems like we're looking like we're going to get left, you know? I mean, we have all this stuff going on and we don't have nothing prepared for them. And that's frustrating to me. And that's frustrating to the developer. And just, you know, just sit here another year. Like the road behind down off F Street and G Street down there.
Right.
I mean, I heard them talking. Is that funded? Or is that anything with that?
The Peace Portal Alley improvements, I believe, are on the 2022-28 CIP. Probably a better question for the Public Works Director. I could look it up real quickly, though, and confirm. But I believe it is on the CIP.
Yeah, because, I mean... I just feel a sense of urgency with a lot of these developers, and somehow we're going to have to sit down with all of us and it just seems like things just keep getting pushed back, and that don't work. We got to have timelines. These people got to know, like, we'll have you answer in September, and if not, you know, there's a penalty. Or something. I mean, there's got to be something. We got to be able to hold you guys and something you can hold us to so we can move forward. I don't know if that's feasible, but it gets frustrating to developers if we are talking to people to come to this town and do this and do that. And it's like, you know, I don't know where I got it, but I was under the impression that it was, you know, by the end of August that we'd be done with all the zoning and ready to go. And have they been working on it at all?
Yes, we have. We have been scoping out that project charter, and we're looking to create that committee to help us scope out the actual red lines. So we have met with some of the downtown development folks, and we know that heights are of interest. We know that we have to resolve some parking and setback issues that, since the code was adopted in 2018, now that's being put to the test, we realized doesn't work entirely. So yeah, we anticipate that those folks will really help us scope that out. And also, just to mention on timelines, the legislative and rulemaking process, part of that is from the state. There's a minimum 60 days with the state. There's required public hearings with the Planning Commission as well before it comes to City Council for a final decision. So that's really where those timelines exist, is in that public participation portion of the process.
So you said it's about a minimum of months with the 2 months, 2 months state required, and so make it through a Planning Commission. So you're looking at least 3 months, just those required procedures.
Typically 3 months.
When you say that one downside of expediting just one part of the code that's supposed to be part of our grants code scheme is that we could potentially have inconsistent code where something in one part of the code says something that's referencing to some other part of the code that didn't get the update yet. And then someone could actually find two different things that lead to a different conclusion because of not having it all changed at the same time.
Yeah. Thank you, council member. And that's exactly the situation right now, specifically with those shoreline properties. You've got certain rules and regulations within the shoreline management program that are not meshing with the Blaine Municipal Code, which means that you end up with regulations that don't really make sense on those properties. And Councilmember Hill, as you know, don't really allow the height that have allowed projects to pencil along there.
Yeah, we need it. I think it's something we're all sitting around here. We've been waiting for years for this, and now it's here, and we got these guys blowing crazy up on the hill, and you just can't keep kicking the can down the road. I think we need to pick the can up and examine it and figure out, you know, in a way that we can move this forward a lot faster. And it's just it's frustrating.
Yeah, and I get that too. It kind of goes hand in hand with the downtown revitalization that we approved last meeting on the 6-year plan.
Yeah.
A lot of these builders, they're just going to sit and wait until it pencils out. And you can't have a revitalized downtown if you have a bunch of empty lots or buildings that just aren't happening. So I kind of...
Yeah, and we were told too that this year was the year they were going to do the streets and
until that last year. And we're supposedly going to do the streets. And now it's next year we're going to do the streets. And we got to really get that clear, because if we're pushing, you know, I'm down there trying to sell the town half the time or get something going. And I don't want to, you know, I just don't want, I want the towns to see. And I've seen it happen again and again, you know, and we've had this border closed and now we got it open and it's prime time and we're just kind of sitting here fumbling around waiting. To me, it's we need to really push forward on this. And I don't know, maybe we can get council, not tonight, or we can talk about it sometime to make it an action item or something to where we can give these guys, you know, the go-ahead to, like Skip's project up there. He's got issues and we got issues downtown, and I'm not trying to make things, but I just see things sometimes here, they don't get any traction.
Some of these things are gonna wind up on our docket here. I just wanna make sure we don't make any hasty moves, like allowing, you know, the water side of East Portal to go five stories tall, turning into a big wall, stopping the views from the other side of the street. Fortunately, if we're looking at the improvement of the laneway down below, that makes it much more feasible to use the 2 to 3 stories that can go below the level of Peace Portal, so you can have a profitable building that has some usable areas and water views that are below street level, and then the 1 or 2 stories from street level, so that you can have a profitable building without turning it into a 5-story tall wall that kills the view from the rest of the city.
Well, here's kind of where I've heard from developers what they want to do, and it makes a lot of sense, is we have that water, and that's one of our biggest assets this town has. So the issue, they need parking, and they have to go higher because of the ground, the soils in the ground, they have to put up pilings and stuff in to make it feasible. Well, what they want to do, what we've talked about with a bunch of guys, is pretty much all across the front there. There's a couple spots we haven't agreed with developers or with friends, the guys that are going to do it down there, is first floor has to be at least 15 to 16 feet high, and it has to be glass in front, glass in back. Then when you walk in the building, it'll actually drop down a couple feet, so when cars drive through there, you won't lose any view. You'll be looking right through the building. I mean, we got to look really forward to this. We want that waterfront there, and we want people to drive through the town to be able to see the waterfront, and there'll be parklets in the middle. And
is what he's describing something that can go right into design standards and be a required feature?
Yes, it could. That could be one of the edits scoped out, is to make that a design standard in the central business district. So.
Could I suggest that we bring this up at a study session, perhaps the next one, which will be the first meeting in August, and then just sit down, let everybody get their ideas. And so this gives us almost a month for all of us on council to prepare our thoughts, gives you time, and then get together when we have an open session and just discuss this.
Very good. I'll look forward to presenting the project charter. I did also want to mention to City Council and Madam Mayor that Director Heverling had just confirmed that the Peace Portal Alley improvements, they were approved to be on the TIP for this year, for 2022. Yep, and next year. And then we also approved through the 2022 budget for the downtown revitalization, or Peace Portal revitalization is what it's referred to, for design and engineering for this year and then build in 2023.
How soon will those be in bid then at that pace? Like this year? Or?
I think they say design and then build next
year. Yeah, so design almost immediately?
Designing and engineering would happen this year. No.
And just, Richard, also, a lot of people, you know, if you go up, I'm not saying to make them 10 stories or 5 stories or whatever. We got a guy in town here that's really good, that's Bruno Freshy, this old architect guy. But, you know, if you put one building up on one side with the glass, that'd be great. But just remember, if you put one building up, everybody, it don't matter if you're 4 stories or 1 story. And I know what you mean by the hallway, you know, but we want this thing right, because we have a great spot here, and we want to make this thing, well, like people worth it.
the mayor was suggesting we have a whole study session about this. So I just briefly want to point out a lot of other cities, including, you know, Vancouver's historic waterfront, they made sure to have one or two stories on the one side of the street, two or three stories on the next side of the street, four or five stories on the next side of the street, so that people didn't get blocked out of the view of the water, which is the big thing. So food for thought, if you want to take control of your meeting.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to say, we've all agreed we're going to have this as a study session where we have an hour to discuss all the ideas and get new ideas.
Yeah, thank you. Potentially. I understand that the chief would like to give a brief report to council as well.
Please do.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council. Just wanted to remind you that tomorrow, Bell Road and East Portal, 8 a.m., will be closed completely for 3 days. So if you happen to get a call, they're doing some work on the railroad right there. So 3 complete days. So it's just not during the day. It's at night as well.
You're putting Bell Road under the tracks so we can get through?
I'm not aware of that, but you probably could call and ask. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, it has been, I think, fairly well notified. Okay, is there any council new business? All right, we have an executive session to discuss potential litigation pursuant to RCW 42.30.110.13 and performance of a public employee pursuant to RCW 42.30.110.1G with no action to be taken. And I gather these are two completely separate issues and two completely different teams in some respects. So Mr. City Manager, I'll let you organize that and let us know approximately how many minutes it's going to be.
So the first one will be potential litigation that could be 10 to 15 minutes, I think. And the second one, which would follow, of course, could be up to 30 minutes. So I'd give it a full hour just in
this. Can we tag team up the lawyers here?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll see you, Dave.
The second executive session should last about 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Naomi, you ready? We have returned from executive session and no action has been taken. Therefore, I will adjourn the meeting at 7:10. Okay.